This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I'll tell you what. I just love President Trump. I still do. My buddy Richie was listening to Trump. Richie listens to my show every night before he goes to bed. You know, after the fact, the show is live now. Richie waits until bedtime and then goes to sleep listening to 3 hours of my show. And he was, at the moment of my show just now, watching Trump on Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. And he says Trump was perfect. Trump talked about the catastrophe at the border and the fixed election and mentioned all the states where he was cheated. Was asked about running in 2024 and said, let's see what happens in 2022 and then we'll look at it. He says Trump says more words in 1 minute than Biden said in his entire 20-minute puppet speech the other night. America needs our greatest president back. The coup cheated us in the election, and they must pay the consequences. Okay, well, look, Richie, I agree with you, but how, when, where? Where are they paying the consequences? Who's holding their feet to the fire? Who's going to charge them with fraud? We know what happened. I'm opening hour two with this story. It's a funny story. You got to hear it. When they tell you, oh, yeah, nobody stole an election. There's no election fraud. There's no problem. There are people stealing high school elections. Mom and daughter accused of hacking student accounts to cast homecoming votes. If only they'd look this hard into the presidential election. Florida law enforcement officers say an assistant principal and her daughter face charges for hacking student accounts to vote for the teen to be crowned homecoming queen. Florida Department of Law Enforcement announced they've arrested 50-year-old Laura Rose Carroll and her daughter in Pensacola, Florida. They cast 246 votes in Tate High School's homecoming court election. The teenager was named homecoming queen in October, and in November, the investigation began once the school district reported the unauthorized access into student accounts. Several students reported the daughter allegedly describing using her mom's Focus account to cast votes. Carol and her daughter both face charges of offenses against users of computers, computer systems, computer networks, and electronic devices, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit these offenses. You know, if only you'd looked into the presidential election as hard as you looked into the vote for a homecoming queen at one high school in Florida. If you think they hacked into the account, what do you think happened in our presidential election? It's absolutely incredible to me what lawbreakers the Democrats are. Democrat Michigan Attorney General refuses to investigate Gretchen Whitmer's nursing home policy. The Attorney General of Michigan's a Democrat, Dana Nessel, told a group of state senators she would not investigate Governor Gretchen Whitmer's nursing home policy, claiming it would amount to a political attack. Republican state senators urged Nessel to look into the policy that led to the COVID-related deaths of thousands of elderly residents. She's as bad as Cuomo, except Michigan's not as big as New York. So instead of, 15,000 dead, maybe it's 5,000 dead. Should there be any dead? Should there be one dead? Isn't it interesting? The way Democrats looked at COVID was, oh my God, if we could save one life, it's worth closing every restaurant in America. If we could save one life, it's worth putting every small businessman and woman out of business and ruining their lives. If we could save one life, it's worth everyone losing their jobs. And I argued from day one, no, it's not. There is a point, it's not. You got to weigh risk versus reward. It's not. With the highway, there's 40,000 plus people a year who die in highway accidents. If you could just lower the speed limit to 5 miles an hour, nobody would die. You'd save almost every one of the 40,000 people. But guess what? Nobody get anywhere. Nobody get business done. Nothing would ever get to market. No goods would ever get to market. You'd never get to work on time. You'd never get to school on time. You'd never get home on time. You can't live a society where everyone goes 5 miles an hour. That's what creates prosperity. In other words, zips me now, and back in 1776, they rode horses. Horses didn't get anywhere quick enough. No one could conduct business fast enough to make enough money. This is, the economy is more important than anything else. As Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, if you just heard the interview, the side attacks, the side results of what just happened with these lockdowns were anxiety, depression, suicide, child abuse, spouse abuse, lack of screening for cancer and heart disease and diabetes, and bankruptcy, early death from poverty, early death from bankruptcy, early death from not having a job, from a lower standard of living. That's what you did accomplish with the lockdowns. So no, it's not worth it to save one life, especially one life in a nursing home. No, you can't put everyone into bankruptcy to save one life. You can't put every restaurant, every bar, and every nightclub out of business to save one life. But guess what? You could have saved one life in those nursing homes. That's the only place you should have aimed your cannons. The only place you should have aimed your spending and your worry and your concern and your focus was the nursing homes. You could have saved thousands of lives. Ironically, the very people, liberals, claiming we had every right to put everyone out of business to save one life, those people are the ones who put the people in the nursing homes that killed them. And they didn't have to die. And those are the people, Democrats, who stopped you from using hydroxychloroquine. They're the killers. They murdered people with their ignorance. And now they won't even investigate them because they know what they'd find. Get it? I opened hour number one with the New York City judge removing a six-year-old from her mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school. There's a six-year-old girl in this world who's crying all day that doesn't know where her mommy is. They won't let her ever see her mommy again because her mommy didn't wear a mask while dropping her daughter off at school. And the court told Dr. Epstein in order to get short supervised visits with her child, she'll have to wear a mask inside her own home. And it's a doctor, Dr. Michelin Epstein, a family physician, went to drop her daughter off at the fancy Birch Wotham Lennox School on the Upper East Side last week, and her entire life was turned upside down in an instant. The tearful mother explained in a phone call her daughter was already inside the building and wearing a mask when the school nurse and the school security attempted to force Dr. Epstein to wear a mask on the public street in front of the building where the drop-off takes place. The mother explained that the school nurse came out and was aggressively demanding she put on a mask but was already leaving and did not accept it. Next thing I know, my daughter's taken away from me, she cried. She's separated from her daughter's father. They had a shared custody agreement where the child split time between the home equally. Following the confrontation at the school, Dr. Epstein left, but would soon find a letter from the expensive college prep school. Can you imagine? You pay them like $50,000 a year to teach your children, and they take your children away. So she found a letter, her strange husband, from the school and from her strange husband. Oh, now I get it. And the attorneys for both parties. The school was demanding Dr. Epstein was no longer permitted to drop off or pick up her child from the school. If that wasn't already bad enough, the father used the notice about the mask situation to request an emergency hearing for full custody, which Justice Matthew Cooper granted after berating the already emotionally devastated mother. She's the love of my life, Dr. Epstein told the Gateway Pundit while trying and failing to hold back tears. It's horrible. Please help us. The court decided the mother's not permitted to remove her daughter from the expensive school, told her she does not have a choice in the matter. She's currently working three jobs to pay for not only her daughter's expenses, but the six lawyers she hired to fight what she's referring to as the kidnapping of her child. As of Tuesday, Dr. Epstein was not permitted to see or even speak to her daughter, even though it was her sixth birthday. To get two supervised visits with her daughter each week, she'll need to wear a mask inside her own home. Dr. Epstein said those who wish to help her can email the school and the judge. Here's the email for the judge. Let me go back and get the judge's name, make sure I have it right. This horrible human being. This horrible human being. This judge is not even human. I shouldn't call him a human being. Judge Matthew F. Cooper. Matthew F. Cooper. Here's his email. mcooper@newyorkcourts.gov. mcooper@newyork, and by the way, it's NY. It's not spelled out New York. nycourts.gov. One more time. It's Matthew Cooper, Matthew F. Cooper, judge. And it's mcooper@nycourts.gov. And she's launched a Give, Send, Go fundraiser to help cover the mounting legal expenses. So go to Give, Send, Go and help her. This is insanity. Pure insanity. My God. How about this one? It goes on all day long. California shuts off the power to a restaurant for refusing to comply with the shutdown, so they are using generators to stay open anyway. The Southern California city of Burbank shut off power to the popular restaurant Tin Horn Flats for refusing to comply with COVID shutdown orders, so they got generators and continue refusing to back down. The LA Superior Court authorized the city to shut off power to the restaurant over the weekend. The city also asked for permission to padlock the doors, but the judge deemed that move to be a step too far and denied it. They've stayed open for outdoor dining throughout the various draconian orders set by the city, prompting the loss of their public health permit. Outdoor dining. Outdoor dining. This is insanity. There's no COVID outdoors. Nobody's dying of COVID eating a meal outdoors. I've eaten a meal indoors in Vegas. 300 days in a row I've gone out to eat. Without any mask on, 2 hours at a time or more, business dinners, and not once have I got a sniffle indoors. Outdoors, there's nothing to worry about. This is insanity by communists.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. President Trump with an interview on Fox Business today, Maria Bartiromo, just literally minutes ago. And all the things he said are what I talk about all day long on this program. The border's a nightmare. The only difference him and I ever have is he thinks the vaccine is safe and it's wonderful and everybody should get it. But he also, thank God, says America's about freedom and you have freedom not to get it. He says, I would recommend everybody get it. I think it's safe, but you have freedom not to get it. So at least even on that issue, we're okay. And then he talks about gas going up about a dollar since he became, you know, since he was out of the presidency. A dollar, a gallon. He says they're about to pass the most onerous increases in taxes, and we're going to have the worst tax situation in the history of America, he predicts. But in the meantime, before they've even passed all those tax increases, it's a giant tax increase to have a dollar increase per gallon in gasoline. Especially for middle-class people, it's terrible. He says they'll be going up gas by a dollar, $2, $3 a gallon. And that's a big tax increase to the consumer. If you get a dollar increase in gas, that's bigger than a big tax hike. So this is a terrible thing that's happening. He predicts Democrats will raise taxes to the highest number we've ever seen, and it will devastate the economy. I agree. You know, my great buddy Kip Herridge and I have one disagreement. Kip is the greatest stock picker I've ever seen in my life. And during Obama's years, we had a disagreement because I said the economy's horrible. This man's a madman. He's a socialist. He's destroying the economy. And Kip said, Wayne, you're right. He's destroying small business. He's destroying GDP. But the stock market is going to keep going up. And I said, why? I don't get it. Why isn't it crashing? Because all the money that communist socialists spend, you know, they think government's the answer. Government spends the most money in history, and all the money winds up in the hands of big public companies on Wall Street. The Costcos and the Walmarts and the Lowe's and the Targets. And All these gigantic companies get all the money. And CVS, they all get rich because government gives them the money. Kills small business, kills the economy, stock market goes straight up. So it's the same story again. A kid will tell you, he thinks we're on the verge of a terrible economy, but a fabulous stock market. Anyone who's in the market's going to make a fortune. Because stocks go up, 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 up for 8 years under Obama. They're going to go up, 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 up for 8 years under, Biden. Because it's really Obama in his third term. It's not Biden. Biden's not there. Biden's a helpless old man with a big space between his ears. There's no brain left anymore. Biden has nothing to do with any policies. This is Obama, so I call it O'Biden. So it's going to be the O'Biden economy, just like it was the Obama economy. And it's going to be up, 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 up with the stock market because all the money's going to be spent. And it's going to land on Wall Street. All the money goes to Wall Street. They spend all the money bribing the politicians and make sure that every bit of government money is spent on public companies on Wall Street. And they get rich and the rest of us get poor. That's what's happening. Get ready. It's the same thing again. Kip's right. I'm telling you. It's got nothing to do with my argument. The economy is going to be devastated. Or Trump's argument. The economy is going to be devastated. But the more devastated it was under Obama, the more money that was spent by government, and the more money that was spent, the more devastated it became, but more money got spent again. And the more money got spent again, the more stocks went up. That's exactly what's happening now, and that's exactly what's going to happen for the next 4 years. Except I'm not sure that this won't end in a disaster. Obama's never did. The stock market only went up, and then Trump got elected in a miracle upset, and then it went up, 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 up from there. But this is hell with no good end in sight. I don't know that any Republican could be elected in 2022. I don't know that any Republican could be elected president in 2024. So I fear this one ends much worse. But yes, for the foreseeable future, I think the stock market will go up, 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 up. Because I believe strongly in Kip Herridge. I think Kip's the greatest. If Kip says it, I agree. And if Kip says this is like the Obama years, then it's like the Obama years. So you got to be long in the stock market and long in gold mining stocks and long in physical gold and silver and hope and pray that even if the economy crashes, you'll make so much money on the stocks and on gold and silver and on gold and silver mining companies, you'll make up for it. And he knows all the right ones, so make sure you contact Kip. Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You got to stay healthy. As bad as things are, as bad as the fight is, you got to stay in the fight and you got to be strong. We got to beat these people. We got to fight them in the hills. We got to fight them on the beaches. Got to fight them in the forests. Got to fight them in the mountains. And our immune systems are facing the most threats in history. You got to stay strong. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They've got remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products I personally use and love. It's called the Root Freedom Bundle, all built around active silver solution. This bundle of products, specifically handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. 50% off. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle or go to freedomhealthalliance.com. 888-910-0341.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner, And I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost. The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who know Liberty 6 years now, and I've saved a minimum of $120,000. That's just in premiums. That doesn't include all the other things I've saved money on, like my visits to a doctor, like my surgery, and I saved a lot of money on the surgery, like when I had kidney stones. And also, I'm not sure about my premiums, whether they went up. I'm sure they went up since 6 years ago, but just based on what I was paying 6 years ago to Aetna, I've saved $120,000. Could you use an extra $120,000? If so, call Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, best decision I ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Poor Joe Biden. Nobody ever comes out for Joe Biden. The guy got 81 million votes, the most in history, but nobody ever came out for him. The election was so obviously stolen. Trump got the most votes of any incumbent president in history. He got the most votes of any Republican in history. He won the three states everyone has to win, and if you win them all three, you never lose the election, Florida, Iowa, and Ohio. He won, 19, I think it was 18 of 19 or 19 of 20 bellwether states, bellwether counties that determined who wins the election. The guy, and he got, what did he get, 11 million more votes than when he won last time? I think it was 11 million. I can't remember now. I can't remember. It's been so long. We've talked about this so many times, but not for a month or so. I think he got 11 million votes more than when he won last time. So the numbers are incredible. And yet, to beat him, they had to fake millions and millions of votes. So they got 81 million votes for Biden. And yet, nobody ever comes out to any of his events. And everything liberals touch, from football games, basketball games, the Emmys, the ESPYs, the Grammys, the Academy Awards, all have record all-time lowest viewerships. Nobody's watching anything liberals put out anymore. So Joe Biden was in Chester, Pennsylvania today, and I've got the photos in front of me. I wish this was a TV show, not a radio show, and I could show you the photos. But it's clearly an all-black neighborhood in Chester, Pennsylvania, because every single person out to see him is black. And there's like eight of them. There's eight black people in this picture. I'm exaggerating. There's only four black people in the picture. I exaggerated the wrong way. There's only four people in the picture, all African-American, all with their phones out as a camera, taking pictures of the president. Now, when Trump comes out, there's, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people waiting to get in, and only 10 get in, and 30,000 wait outside. It's a mob scene. There are four people in this picture in some sort of minority, poor neighborhood. It looks like a very poor neighborhood in Chester, Pennsylvania, 30 minutes from his home. And he spoke to them for 3 minutes. And then he went back to his home in Delaware. It's the most incredible. Now, here's a house where people are waiting outside to look at the president as motorcade goes by. Remember, in Florida, when Trump comes to Mar-a-Lago, thousands and thousands of people outside. And here, he's passing with his motorcade, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people outside, all wearing masks outdoors, by the way. Most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. The type of person that supports Joe Biden, you know, is, first of all, it's 8 people or 12 people or 11 people, and then they're all wearing masks outdoors. Unbelievable. And you're telling me this is the guy who got 81 million votes. 81 million votes, really? And breaking news just in Michigan, a judge rules the Michigan Secretary of State Benson directed city clerks to ignore signature matching law on absentee ballots in the November election. Okay, I told you this an hour ago, that we're going to find out that we won the election, that Trump absolutely won the election. But by the time we find out, the country will not be ours anymore. That's why they're in such a rush to destroy America, and they're doing it. You know, Obama, when he was president, was so careful. I wrote a whole book about it. I said it was a number one bestseller. It's called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, number one in the country in bookstores. the week he came out. Very proud of that fact. That was the week of the Boston bombing. And I got knocked out of the news or my book would have been number one for weeks. But I lost so much momentum because of the Boston terrorist attack at the Boston Marathon. My book came out on the day of the Boston Marathon bombing. Can you imagine the bad luck? So I was set to be in 10 interviews. And I lost 9 of them. But I did one interview that morning on Fox and Friends, and that one interview took my book to number one in the country for the week. But if I'd gotten the other 9 interviews, I'd probably been number one for a month. And that book was about the fact that Obama was very careful and very smart, brilliant guy, and he knew he had to boil the frog slowly. He had to put you in the boiling water and run the heat so low that you'd be hot but not uncomfortable and then turn it up and turn it up and turn it up. And by the time you realize you were dead, you'd be dead. It's too late. That's Obama. Everything very careful, very patient, very slow, very little steps towards socialism and communism. But now they're in a rush. First of all, it's O'Biden. It's Obama again, but Biden's the front man, so Obama's in the shadows. He can do what he wants now. He doesn't have to be slow and deliberate. He doesn't have to be patient. He can destroy this country quickly. And second of all, they know they stole the election, so they've got to quickly destroy the country. Open the borders. Let the whole world in. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. Ignore every complaint from every Republican. They don't care. Our views don't matter to them anymore. They're going to destroy this country. So by the time you think, well, Trump will come to the rescue 4 years from now. The Republican Congress will come to the rescue 2 years ago. Something else will happen 6 months from now. Doesn't matter. They're destroying America right in front of us. And they're doing it at a record pace. So nothing will matter by the time they're done with us. I've called this right from the beginning, and I'm calling it right again. But in any case, this is what happened in Michigan literally minutes ago. After countless irregularities in the 2020 election, and all the questions that arose due to the handling of ballots, counting of ballots, absentee ballots, a Michigan judge has ruled that Michigan's Secretary of State did, in fact, direct city clerks to ignore a signature matching law on absentee ballots in the 2020 election. And again, it's going to be too little, too late. Because it won't matter. It doesn't matter what they rule. They're not going to overturn the election. Signature verification was illegal. It disenfranchised voters. That's very clear. The State Court of Claims Judge Christopher Murray has ruled invalid Secretary of State, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's guidance issued to Michigan clerks in early October that instructed them to presume the accuracy of absentee ballot signatures. Can you imagine? Because Benson did not go through the proper rulemaking process when issuing the guidance, clerks do not need to comply with it for future elections, Murray ruled last week. The presumption is found nowhere in state law. The mandatory presumption goes beyond the realm of mere advice and direction, and instead is a directive that adds the pertinent signature matching standards. But the ruling has come too late to matter, despite all the irregular data. The Michigan Republican Party celebrated the decision, but noted it came too late to make a difference in the November election. Michigan Republicans say they were certain from the outset that Benson had clearly violated Michigan law, yet all of this seems to have been swept under the rug until now. Look where we are now. It's not November. It's not late November. It's not December. It's not January 6th. It's not January 20th when he got sworn in, Biden. We're in March, headed for Easter. It doesn't matter anymore. Yeah, we were right. They stole the election. It doesn't matter. They violated election law all over this country. Michigan law requires clerks to match required signatures on absentee ballot applications and absentee ballot envelopes with the voter's signature on file to ensure the person submitting the ballot is the same one registered to vote in Michigan. Benson on October 6th instructed clerks who were matching signatures that they must perform their duties under the presumption that the signature is valid and uphold the signature's validity if there were more matching features than non-matching features. Whenever possible, clerks and election officials were instructed to resolve differences in favor of the finding that the voter's signature was valid. Don't you get it? Absentee ballots are all Democrats in the first place. 100% Democrats. We all voted in person. I did. I've been absentee ballot my whole life. Not in the last two elections. Voted in person the last two elections. Because I don't trust the system. I would never do it again, absentee ballot. I go and I vote physically. And I get a receipt. But absentee and mail-in ballots were all Democrats. So if the clerks are instructed to be more lenient with them and anything goes, and the Democrats know that, they're going to stuff the ballot box with millions of fake ballots. And the Democrat vote will be increased significantly. Keep in mind, Trump was up by 300,000 votes on election night. 300,000 votes in Michigan on election night. Phew. What a story. What a story. I told you in hour number one that Joe Biden's DHS chief says he is opening new doors for migrants. He's going to expand migration into the United States on top of the roughly 1 million people per year set by Congress. For years, the asylum system has been badly in need of re-engineering, said the statement by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Can you imagine? He's a lawyer and a strong supporter of the unpopular claim the United States is a nation of immigrants, not of Americans. So he can argue his immigration expansion plan complies with the nation's complex and loopholed immigration law, major parts of which have been written by pro-migration judges. Oh, my gosh. I came to this country as an infant, Mayorkas wrote, brought by parents who understood the hope and promise of America. Today, young children are arriving at our border with that same hope. He's trying to widen various doors on the border. For example, he's helping many more migrants win claims for asylum by allowing them to seek asylum from routine poverty, political corruption, street crime. Same things that go on in America. We got lots of political corruption, lots of poverty, lots of street crime. You're not supposed to get into the country because that's happening in your country. It's happening in our country. So now they can get in for any reason at all. Let's have 20 million next year. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root. It's so funny that Biden is now saying, I'm such a small businessman. I'm out to help small business. The COVID bill, the $1.9 trillion spending bill is going to help small business. And at the same time he's doing that, he's making plans to raise taxes the most in 30 years. Massive tax increases that never fall on big business and always fall on small business. He's going to wipe us out. And while that's happening, there's an article out that all the blue states are trying to now tax your PPP small business SBA loans. Tax them. Can you imagine? Tax them. Oh, my gosh. This is just a bad situation. Bad situation. Let me do a little housekeeping here, as I always do around this time of night. I always make sure you know you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, get all my best ideas from you. I'm inspired by you. My website is root4america.com. All my videos, all my columns, all my commentaries, they're all at root4america.com. It's a revamped website. It's a beautiful website. You can find all my opinions at Parler, at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. Go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com. Forget Twitter. I'm not at Twitter anymore. I've been banned for life. Parler. I've got a War Raw Daily Podcast. You can find it anywhere you download podcasts. War Raw Daily Podcast. Where do I get time to do all this? I have no idea. I just do. And you could always listen to the show online streamed at USARadio.com. USARadio.com. Or go to iHeartRadio, where you can listen to every single show. All the archives are there, going back literally years. Every show I've ever done is there at iHeartRadio, on demand, free. So Biden's DHS chief says he's opening the new doors for migrants. They're not happy that a million a year allowed in by law, a million a year. They want many more than that. The asylum system completely out of control. The concept of asylum dates to the years after World War II, when the United States created a separate path to legal status for those who feared religious, ethnic, or political persecution, and it was all about the fact that America refused to take in Jews in the 1930s, and they led them back to their death in Nazi Germany. Well, that's not what's going on here. This guy is now saying this, Homeland Security guy, Mayorkas, is saying if there's routine poverty in your country, that's an excuse to come into America. If there's political corruption in your country, that's an excuse to come into America. If there's street crime in your country, that's an excuse to come into America. You got to be kidding me. That means everything is an excuse to now be let into America. Mayorkas is also trying to widen the small doorway created by the 2008 Trafficking Victims Protection Act. Congress passed the bill to help minors who were smuggled into the United States for crimes such as prostitution. But Mayorkas is now converting the 2008 anti-trafficking law to help illegal immigrants import their left-behind children. He's using the 2008 law to expand the inflow of younger migrants, including many who take low-wage, high-abuse jobs in the United States, to pay off the trafficking. For example, he's opened a Dallas facility to help provide legal paperwork for 3,000 young military-age men. He's going to bring them in every single day, military-age men. That's smart, isn't it? Can you imagine what they could do to our country? He's also creating new ways to fly migrants in from other countries, regardless of national laws curbing chain migration. Insanity. It's absolute insanity. He's using Mexico's reluctance to support deported poor migrants as an excuse to import poor migrants. Single adults from other countries are expelled by plane to their countries of origin if Mexico does not accept them. Families from Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries are expelled to Mexico unless Mexico does not have the capacity to receive the families. When Mexico's capacity is reached, we process the families and place them in immigration proceedings here in the United States. But Mayorkas and his allies have sharply reduced diplomatic pressure to protect the migrants, nearly all of whom have traveled through Mexico without asking for asylum in Mexico's large economy. He's also allying with pro-migration international groups and private groups to help them deliver more wage-cutting, rent-raising migrants into America's blue-collar labor workforce. He wants to provide lawyers so unskilled and poor economic migrants get elite help as they try to migrate into America's jobs, housing, and schools. The offer of lawyers will lengthen legal disputes and make it difficult for them to be deported. The lawyers will help migrants stay in the United States for years, even if their asylum claims are weak. Wow. Mayorkas said this is the roadmap going forward for a system that is safe, orderly, and fair. Wow. He is going to bury this country. They are going to bury this country. Democrats, Biden, Mayorkas. These migration policies pushed by Mayorkas create poverty and disaster by extracting young men and women from Central America's economies and bringing them here where they don't speak English and they're never going to get a decent job. So they're going to be recruited by MS-13 to become killers. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country, and I can explain it all. I'm telling you. They stole the election. They know they stole it. They know we've caught on. It's all going to come out, and it won't matter because it'll be a year or 2 years or 3 years, and they're rushing to destroy this country before we can ever do anything about it. It's sick. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Let me remind you of my book, Trump Rules. You want to be successful in life, even in this midst of this disaster, read Trump Rules, Top 10 Rules of Trump and Wayne Allyn Root to make your money. Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. See you tomorrow. God bless.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.